What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning to you, man. Orioles day off after taking 2 out of 3 to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Cade Povich on the mound tonight for the Birds. He is trying to bounce back from that towards the horrible start that he had last time out. Your thoughts on him overall this year, his progress, or if progress at all?
Yeah, we'll get to see if he even gets to pitch tonight with the rain. I would not be surprised if the game tonight is up.
You shut your mouth, Jacob.
Do you get paid either way, Jacob? Because Rob's got to get through the tunnel to get paid.
I wasn't aware I was getting paid, but
it's a labor of love, my friend. Labor of love.
Just kidding. Okay, so to get to the question, Cade Povich this year has been interesting because we've seen some really low lows, right? His last time out, he gave up 5 runs in 1 inning, but we've also seen some pretty high highs. The other 5 innings his last time out, he didn't give up any runs. And so I think what we're seeing is sort of the natural progression of a young starting pitcher in the big leagues. And if this team was in a strong position health-wise, he probably would be in AAA right now, and he'd probably be working out these kinks in the minors. But we saw him last year have a really good September. He's shown some flashes of that this year, but I still think he's trying to figure out how he can be consistent at the big league level. And that's something that not just Orioles young pitchers, remember Grayson Rodriguez, Dean Kramer, Kyle Bradish, those guys all had struggles at being consistent when they first got up here. But that's something that a lot of these guys have gone through in the past.
With the return of Eflin, how much of a difference does he make? I mean, Sagano's kind of held down the fort in his absence, but is this really going to make that big a difference for this team?
Yeah, I think it will, just because right before he came back, it was basically Sagano and four guys. It was Sagano and four guys. It was, you could trust Sagano to go out there and give you a quality start every time, and then the rest was a question mark. And now that we're out of the month of April, which seems to be Dean Kramer's kryptonite, you can even throw him in that mix since he's been excellent each of the past 2 times out. And there is a pretty solid track record that from the month of May on, he is a pretty solid big league pitcher. And so now you're looking at this rotation, and frankly, it isn't this team's biggest problem. I mean, you've got 3 starters that you can go out and trust. Cade Povich, you know, can be hit or miss, but generally speaking has kept, if you go through each of his starts, he's kept them in most of the games that he's started. And then, you know, you're still waiting on somebody else to come back healthy, or Kyle Gibson to get on track, or Charlie Morton to figure it out, whatever that is. But this rotation doesn't really seem to be this team's biggest problem right now. It really is the offense and the struggles with runners in scoring position.
Jacob, why can't we shoot Charlie Morton into the moon? Like, why is he still here?
I thought
it was the sun. Whatever. I don't want him. Like, again, all kidding aside, like, I don't know that 40-plus-year-olds fix this issue, you know, at this point in time. I understand what they're paying him, and we can hang our hats on the 2 innings in the last game if that's what you want to do. But this dog's just not hunting, and I just think he's taking up a roster spot because he's paid a lot.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the question here becomes for Mike Elias, for David Rubenstein, in fact, is when does the sunk cost fallacy sort of come into play? And by that I mean, at what point do you say, hey, are we keeping this guy on the roster and continuing to give him opportunities simply because we paid him $15 million? And if that's why you're doing it, then that's probably not the right reason, it's right? Not. You need to win baseball games. Now, do I think that that's where they're at right now? Maybe not. There are, I know it doesn't sound good when he has an 8.8 whatever ERA. There do seem to be signs that things are going to be a little bit better for him moving forward. Frankly, they cannot be much worse.
Yes.
But I'm not sure what these opportunities look like for him, and I'm not sure what the end game is. Like, even if he pitches great out of the bullpen, like, are they going to throw him back in the rotation? When we get to July and, you know, let's say Grayson Rodriguez comes back, or even August and Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells comes back, like, even if Charlie Morton is humming, or like, is he really going to be somebody that you trust to go out every fifth day, considering what we've seen through the first 6 weeks of the season? I'm not really sure.
The Braves didn't even trust him last year, so I don't know why we'd expect them to trust him in the postseason if they should ever make that run.
Yeah, listen, it's nice to have experience. It's nice to have all those things. But listen, this is what happens when you sign guys to one-year deals. There's a high percent chance that you're going to whiff. And they hit an absolute home run with Sugano. And I don't think that Michael Elias has gotten the credit he deserves for that because, frankly, everything else he did in the offseason hasn't worked out, right? But Sugano was an absolute home run for the money that they're paying him. On the complete other side, like, Charlie Morton might be the worst one-year contract that was handed out this entire offseason. And so it's just weird to evaluate Michael Elias' offseason, his pitching acquisitions, generally speaking, since 2023, because, you know, to go back to, like, Cade Povich pitching, there have been some really high highs there with Michael Elias and his acquisitions for starting pitchers. There have also been some very low lows.
There he is, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Jacob, I hope you were wrong as your debut as a meteorologist.
Yeah, I don't think I am, though. I don't know how they play any of these games. They got three games this week. It's going to rain all week, but they have to play these games because this is the last time they play Minnesota. So
you'd be better off right now just headbutt me. Just headbutt me.
Probably got to work a doubleheader this week.
Oh, my God.
In the rain.
Jake, thanks a lot, man. I'll see you tonight for the game. Yep, all nine innings of it.
I won't see you tonight. See ya.
Oh, I love JC.
Yeah, I know, man. He plays along with everything. Doesn't matter what you throw at him, he's ready for it.
Remember when his daughter, was it his daughter crying? Yes. I said, hey, man, shut that kid up. We're trying to do an interview.
And most people would get offended, not know how to take that. He rolled with it. What do you say? I know. She won't shut up.
Yeah, obviously, no, we're kidding. You know, but
some don't. Yeah. Some don't. Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9:30. I can't tell you how many texts I got after the appearances. Were you guys kidding around? Were we? But on the other side, it was rigged. We all know it. But was it good for the association? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I'm a fan. The only reason I'm upset, because I wanted Cooper Flagg going to San Antonio. You know, that was my dream, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. That was my dream.
Have a long
I got excited just thinking about that. However, it's not going to happen. I think poetic justice is him going to Dallas. I think so. That is the league saying, listen, we needed you to trade Luka to L.A. L.A. needs another star. We can't just let LeBron leave and have nothing. LeBron's going to leave soon. Let Luka go and establish himself there. We'll give you the lottery. I think the front office did a great acting job of being excited. They knew this was going down. Do we all agree that this is staged? However, Jeremy, do you think it's good for the league?
No. Because, if you're controlling what's happening and who's going where, why wouldn't I believe you're controlling what's happening in the games? Why wouldn't I believe that? And again, I'm far from the conspiracy theorist, but I'm not the guy that says everything out there is false. That's why I think it's weird if you're on one side or the other. We know there's conspiracies out there. Not everything is a conspiracy.
Not everything. But and you know, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. However, this is rigged.
This is
rigged.
This is BS.
They exist. I mean, let's just say they definitely exist. I mean, I know they exist for a fact.
And Ed, with what's going on here, like you're making sure you send a superstar to a big market to help yourself out. And both times.
Yeah.
Because no matter what people, Cooper Flagg's not an if or maybe. The guy's going to be a star. He was busting NBA players' asses when he was 17 years old. Like, he's going to be a star at the next level, barring injury. And so you basically said to them, hey, we need to get a star in L.A., trade Luka. And then now this is what they get. Because that trade makes zero sense on any level. Even Bill Simmons said, the Lakers are going to trade Austin Reeves in this offseason. And the Mavericks are going to feel stupid because what the Lakers get for Austin Reeves is going to be ridiculous compared to what they got for Anthony Davis.
It not only are you getting Cooper Flagg, who's going to be a superstar, you're getting a personality.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts, you look at him at Duke, is that a Geico commercial he has with his grandmother? The kid has, I don't hate to use swag, the kid has personality.
Yeah. Oh, his whole family does. You see his mom?
Yes.
On his head!
Yes.
Screaming after he dunked on on his head!
I mean, so you're getting the showman, and I'm happy for Dallas after losing Luka. I get what you're saying because, Jeremy, you're coming from a gambling aspect. I get that. However, I'm looking at, again, I always qualify this, I'm a sports business guy. And for the business of sports, this is great, Ed.
This is
absolutely great.
How is it great? Like, you're showing fans that, hey, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to fix this any way I want. That's not great. That leads you to believe that none of this, like, the same thing. If we started talking about this in the NFL where everybody thought it was rigged for the Chiefs, and all of a sudden it leaks out, it's like, yeah, we did tell them to call these fouls. Like, you'd be pissed off.
Let's go back to the NBA for a second. Let's not pick on the NFL now. So did you just meet the NBA? It's been rigged forever.
Yeah,
it was rigged back with Patrick Ewing.
Hold on.
It was rigged back. It was been.
This is the most ridiculous that it's ever. Like, when you start factoring
this. Is?
Yes. They had a 1.8% chance. If they lose the coin toss that nobody saw, they're picking 14th or 13th, whatever it is, 13th or 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 13th. If now they 1.8% chance and they get the number one overall pick in a year where you traded away your superstar. I don't even care if it's real. Redo it.
Yeah. The Wizards had a 14% chance, not 1.8. Think about it.
And there's three.
Did you just say redo it?
Yeah, redo it. Redo it.
It's a do-over?
Let's see if it happens again.
Do it again.
Two out of three. 2 out of 3. No, but again, like, you're not wrong. I am happy for Dallas fans that were just effed over. I hate that front office. I hate Nico Harrison. I wish nothing but ill will to that team.
What if Nico Harrison was told to do this? But I told you before, I don't think Nico Harris did this on his own.
Here's something I'm going to tell you. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care. That guy's an asshat. His stupid ass face sitting there answering questions. Like, he sounded like a moron every time he answered a question. And if he is just, you know, the fall guy for all this and had to stand up and take all this heat so they could get their guy, I understand why he's doing it.
Saying he was aiming for Anthony Davis was ridiculous.
It's all lies.
It's just not believable. So it just sounded stupid.
Let's go to Quinn and Laurel. What's up, Quinn?
How you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for holding, by the way, man. You held through a couple of segments. Appreciate it.
Man, it's cool, man. I just look at the fact that in the NBA draft, the two worst teams didn't get a top five pick. Mm.
Do you realize since 2019, when they revamped this whole lottery thing, the worst team has never gotten a top pick?
No, I'm talking about the two worst teams.
Yeah. Okay, the two worst teams.
The two worst teams didn't get a top five pick. And so, like, I just look at it like how the fact that Philly, Dallas, two big markets get a top five pick. And then the fact that, you know what I'm saying, the two worst teams didn't even get a pick. I want to talk about one part. Look, I think the Orioles, they need to get a position player. They need to trade for – I hear you guys thinking about trading. They need to get Devers from Boston. They need to put a package for him. They need to get a position player. And that's all I need to say.
And that's a bad contract, first off, and the guy can't play defense. So you'd be trading for a DH.
He doesn't want to play first base.
We have Westberg.
We have 8 better third basemen than him. We don't have 8 third basemen. We have 8 better than him. No.
I'd rather Kobe Mayo play third base.
I love Devers as a hitter, but like you said, Jeremy, where are you going to play him? He's already said he doesn't want to play first base. You have a gold glove third baseman who's not even your starting third baseman now. Think about that, Ed. Ramon Urias is a gold glove winning third baseman, and he's not even your number one third baseman. No, so where the hell is Devers going to play?
That's it. You're trading for a DH.
Yeah. Where's he going to play?
I mean, if you're okay with that, spending all that money on it, because how many years do you have left on his contract?
He's got a lot of years.
Because those years at the end are dead.
He's got a lot of years left. Only way I can think of that is if he's not your best third baseman if you included Ramon Urias in the package. But you're still, that's not your first number one third baseman.
But they don't need a third baseman back. They need a first baseman.
Well, you know, Urias can play anywhere.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, that's not a guy you're not trading. Boston's not calling saying, hey, we're trading Devers. Can we get Urias?
He signed through 2033.
Yeah, God. No. Huh. I like where your mind is at, trying to get a vet bat. That ain't the one.
Now, it's deferred through 2043. Am I right, Joe? Yeah.
$7.5 million through 2043.
Yeah. Still ain't the one.
Wow. Mm-mm. You don't want him?
No, it's so weird looking at these guys because when their contracts come up, you're like, oh, yeah, I'd pay this. And then all of a sudden you get into it and you're going, man, why'd they pay so much for this guy?
Jeremy, he can rake, though. .280 lifetime batting average, .510 slugging, .858 OPS. He has a .901 OPS this year.
Yeah.
He's 7 home runs, 31 RBI, 12 doubles already.
It's a cheap Juan Soto knockoff. Can't play defense. Can hit the hell out of the ball.
Yeah. Can't. Yeah.
He's the worst defensive third baseman in the league.
That last caller said, I've been holding so long, I'm going to start off talking NBA, and y'all going to change the subject for me.
Well, as soon as he said that, we had to.
That joke, but he was. I didn't cut him off. Normally when people change the subject, I'm like, no, we're not talking about that. But he was holding for like over an hour.
Yeah. Was he really?
Yeah. Dude, you can change. When you hold for over an hour and you want to change, you can change.
You don't talk whatever you want.
You wonder how it's rigged? Rob decides when he puts you on, because he could have put you on about an hour ago.
No, I couldn't. He called after we talked.
Hey.
Did you just hold your... Did you just traffic cop me? Did you just traffic cop me, man?
Hold on. Yes, I was, you're going now.
I started talking. He traffic cop me, man.
That's bad. He could have put a one finger's worse.
But it's even better than that. I did the hand up like the traffic cop, and then I wouldn't even acknowledge him. I just looked down. I'm not even, I can hear him, but I can't see him.
Can I tell you who does that?
Who? Robbie?
Yeah. He's never done it to me.
He just lets you know what he's talking about.
I've seen him do it. Yeah. So, Someone was talking to him in my family. Uh-huh. They didn't live under the roof. They were talking, they were debating about something. Robbie thought he was right. He's turned his head to the left, put his hand up. And as he did it, while his hand up and his head turned, he turned the way of his head and walked away.
He's got it
that's,
down,
that's
man.
That's why I laughed. I've seen that before. Not just that's the first time that happened to me.
I didn't want to say anything. Robbie did that to me. Where do you think I got it from?
When you asked him why he was sitting next to Katie?
Hey, why you keep talking to my what? Oh, okay, my bad, man.
Stay in your lane, Con. Stay in your lane.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side is the Daily Line.
Yeah, I went 2 or 3 of my top plays last night. There are a couple really good over spots today. I love a lot in baseball. We're going to talk about it. Got an NBA play and an NHL play tonight as well. We go over all of it when we come back right here on The Fan.
Changes on the lines for the Edmonton Oilers, similar to what the Vegas Golden Knights did after game number one. They improved with those line changes. Edmonton's hoping for the same.
There you go. That's courtesy of Sportsnet Canada. That was my top play that busted yesterday. I love the Edmonton over. They won 3-0. And Ed, the thought process on the game was, you know, it felt like one of those games where I thought Edmonton was going to dominate how they played and force Vegas to play faster, which ultimately I thought would be the downfall of them and Edmonton would have one of these, you know, 7-2 games or something. Instead, they just shut them out. They had the 3-0 lead. They didn't need to be aggressive. They could sit back.
Skinner was just remarkable. Yeah. The Edmonton goalie.
He was standing on his head.
He was ridiculous.
So I lose that. I lost the NBA game. I had the under with the Knicks, and congrats, Ed, on the Knicks winning. Something's happening.
Excited.
It's going to get really exciting. And I had the Cardinals-Phillies over, and that busted. So those are my three losses in the top five. I had the Cubs under, the Astros over. Those went well for me. Had some other hits. I mean, I had the Wolves last night. Now I wish I would have taken them as the top play. But yeah, kind of a bust yesterday, 2 and 3 in my top five. So let's look at today. In the NHL, I like Winnipeg and Dallas to go under 5.5. I am putting it in the top plays. Juice to the, I mean, you could wait on this and see if it gets to 6, but ultimately I think this stays at 5.5 all day. I don't think there's any chance really it's going to go to 6, but again, I don't think there's any chance it goes to 5. So if you want to wait. In the NBA, I like the Thunder -10.5 tonight. I think they handle business against the Nuggets, and then ultimately, as the way things are shaping up, I think we're going to see the Knicks and the Thunder going at it in the championship. But we got to wait for that and see if they can hold serve. They're 10.5-point favorites at home. They should dominate.
Who's 10.5 points?
The Thunder.
Thunder?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how much better they've been than everybody this year.
Yeah.
And again, like, I love the we were watching ESPN here, and then the thing came up where it said, wow, Jokic's struggle shooting. What's wrong? It was one game, jackass. Like, you can't have a bad night. Like, come on.
Aren't the Thunder really young, too?
Oh, the entire, like, the oldest guy on their starting five is Isaiah Hartenstein, who they signed in the offseason. Uh-huh. Like, Lou Dort, they drafted a couple years ago. What, 4 years ago? Five years ago, maybe? Maybe he's a little bit older than that. But they drafted him. You get SGA, the most lopsided trade.
Back in the early 20s, these guys.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren, yeah. Jalen Williams, Andrew Wiggins is there. Aaron Wiggins is there from Maryland. Like, it's just a young core. And guess what? They have, like, 7 first-round picks over the next 3 years.
Yeah.
I think they have 4 in this draft. It's ridiculous when you look at how they fleeced other teams. And that's why the caller that called in earlier and said, hey, I think Giannis winds up in Oklahoma City because you have the draft capital and you have young players to trade.
Yeah.
And you can go get whatever you want to pair with SGA.
I didn't think Oklahoma City until he said it. And it makes some sense, really.
Yeah. And more AAU basketball in the NBA. I don't like the other NBA game tonight. I just think I think there's so many different things that could happen looking at it. The line seems just right. I don't want to force something just to say I picked it, but with the Pacers and Cavs, this has been, if you're looking at the total, it's been just over in a bunch of games. If you're looking at the side, it's been hard to figure out what's going to happen from game to game. And now I think more people are down on the Pacers. The one thing I would say is I do think the Cavs win tonight, which ultimately puts the pressure back on Indiana. But what if they just fold up shop? Like, what if, because of the injuries and everything else going on, they're just not the same team, and that's how it's looked in the postseason. So I'm not betting that game, although I would probably lean to the under, which hasn't been kind to me in that series anyway. So let's get to baseball, which is always the top thing to talk about here. MLB weather today. Orioles under, obviously with the rain in the forecast, they might not even play. Reds over, really good for home run hitting. White Sox, Reds, if you want to look at that. Cubs under is the best weather spot. Wind blowing in at Wrigley, we've talked about this. It dropped to 8. It was at 8.5 earlier today. I think the under is the right play, so I'm going to be on it, but we'll talk about it in a second. And the Padres under, which has a decent pitch. I mean, Dylan Cease is going in that game for the Padres, and he's the number one pitcher on today's slate. So I think a lot of times you look at those games where you see a 7.5 with San Diego, it's like, okay, am I worried the Padres can get this all on their own? Yes, you should be, because obviously they can score runs with the best
Angels,
of them.
Though.
Yeah. Can Dylan Cease shut down the Angels? And I think there's a viable possibility, especially with what happened last night, the Angels' bats going off. Mm-hmm. Law of averages says that's not going to happen all that often.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think the under is a good play there. So I am on the Angels and Padres under at 7.5. I like Arizona. That's Robbie Ray versus Brandon Fat. I like that guy. He's good. Fat.
He's like his name.
The P is silent. Washington, Atlanta, I like it to go over 8.5. And all these other plays are top plays for me to go along with Winnipeg and Dallas to go under. I love the Cubs, Marlins under at 8. Again, Ben Brown, the pitcher for the Cubs, great outs of the third best pitcher today, and I'm sure the weather is helping that and aiding it. On the flip side, for the Marlins, you're not getting a good pitcher. You're just hoping they can hold serve and not get annihilated. But with the weather, that should help. So I like the under a lot there. I like the Yankees and the Mariners to go under. Good pitching matchup. Max Fried going up against Brian. Woo! That's who's pitching today.
And is it Max Fried's ERA?
Yeah, he's been great this year.
Oof.
Again, it's not the question of whether or not he's a good pitcher. It's whether or not he's going to pitch for 8 years. Yeah. I mean, you gave him a ton of money, and he's been hurt the past 3 years. So
an ERA of about 1.
Yeah, he's just been locked in. And look, he shouldn't have any issues with Seattle tonight. They strike out a ton. White Sox and Reds over is my favorite play tonight to go along with my other favorite play, Milwaukee and Cleveland, to go over 9. We were on the Milwaukee-Cleveland over yesterday. Didn't quite get there. I had Jose Ramirez for a home run. I'm actually going to have him today. He stole 3 bases yesterday. That guy literally does it. You want to talk about a third baseman you should be talking about trading for? It's that guy.
He stole every team. Second, 2 pitches later, stole third. I was watching the game because it was the first game on. Came on at 6 yesterday. He was just, and I'm sitting there looking at this guy like, you don't look like a power hitter. You don't look like a base stealer.
Doesn't his face make him look chubby?
Yeah, you're a base stealer who hits for power. Yes.
Yeah, his face makes him look like he's a chubby guy.
And he's not. He just doesn't have, like, if he was in a lineup of one of the best baseball players in the league, you wouldn't pick him out of the lineup.
No. No, he's one of my favorite players to watch outside of Baltimore. So just a recap real quick. I do like the Winnipeg under in the NHL, the Cubs under in Major League Baseball, the Yankees under is another one I love, and then these two top overs, White Sox, Reds over. I like the Reds bats tonight. I think Austin Hayes goes yard, and that should be a pretty good payout if you check it out. Also, in that Milwaukee-Cleveland game, I like William Contreras to hit a homer. So we'll see how it plays out. I think those are really good spots. That's the top 5 for today, so there you go.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Conn. Let's go out to the phone line right now. Let's get Harper in Baltimore. What's up, Harper?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Rob there and Jeremy.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you
doing? Welcome back, Ed. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you.
Hey, Ed, let's do that hockey, man. I got a question.
Yeah.
My sons, they starting to play the NHL hockey game and everything, and they both sat back and looked at me the other day and was like, who would be the Lamar Jackson of hockey? And I was like, I don't know.
Is that Connor McDavid?
Might be Connor McDavid or Austin Matthews, yeah.
I think they're trying to figure out what teams are playing. But, all right, Connor McDavid. All right, cool.
That's exactly what that is when it comes to video games, Harbor. Man. Thanks a lot, my man. Yeah, I'm not the hockey guy, but just off the top of my head, I would think Connor McDavid.
Well, the fact that you know Connor McDavid, and then you're right. That's probably what it is, because even if you're not a hockey fan, you know who he is.
Yeah.
It's like.
He's sensational.
Yeah.
He's every bit as good as that. He's like the guy that if you don't know what you're watching when you watch hockey, but you watch him,
mm-hmm.
you know he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. I don't know this game, but he's good.
What about my 2 cats on Edmonton? Ed?
McDavid.
Who's the other guy? It's
Drysdale. Leon Drysdale.
Yeah. What about him? Like, comparably, is McDavid considered way better than him?
No.
Or they, okay.
I mean, they're both. When you look at the end of the year, usually the top 5 scorers, they're like 1-3. You know, they're amazing.
It's like the Knicks in minutes, right? They've got 3 in the top 6 minutes played this year.
No,
they have 6 in the top 3. Yes.
Coach, you got any more than minutes?
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just wonder, this weather is not to keep beating us to death, but this, I'm looking at the weather forecast for the week. Supposed to be like this every day. Sorry.
A thunderstorm. Yeah. Today, yeah. Wednesday, Rob's Thursday, Friday. Rob, are you working all week?
I'm working this series because I'm on vacation beginning Friday, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, so at least you get a couple days of rain before you go. Well, hold on. You're probably going to have rain where you're going to.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's messed up. I feel bad for you. I really do. That's it. Sunshine, blue skies. Go away. Rob's on vacation.
I remind myself when I'm in here. All white people aren't like this.
F you. You ain't at my funeral. That's why. Buddy.
Now I'm going to come and I'm going to do what you're just doing.
Jeremy, I'm sorry you're in this casket, man. Oh my God. Oh, you're in the casket.
Wow.
My fault, man.
What the hell happened here?
By the way, this better be the encore. Isolate Rob so I can play at any time. Oh, you're in this casket. Chuckling.
Oh. Hey, Jeremy, you look at
that. Jokes on you. I'm going to have them swing me out from the rooftop when you're looking in that casket.
And that's the encore for the day.
And Lion's Den, of course, sponsors our encore. Embrace your curiosity, explore your limits, and spark up that relationship. Check out Lion's Den. It's a great adult store. It's really as much as locations in the Baltimore area. I encourage you to walk in there.
My brother texted me after that segment. Said two things. Number one, I feel awful because I'm laughing. I find this funny. Number two, is anything out of bounds there?
No. Sadly, no.
If people say we don't have thick skin, sit in on the show one day. The things you hear on air is the nice stuff. Wait till you hear what's off air. No, but that was a good one. That was a good one. Good call on that one, Jeremy. The NFL I have not seen the reveal of foreign games yet.
I have. It's out there. Who had it?
I didn't see it.
Somebody tweeted Ravens aren't. Well, we knew that. Ravens weren't playing in the international. Well, maybe the dates weren't. That's what it was. The international games and where they're at. We know
NFL,
that.
NFL Network just They put it out.
They put it all out? Yeah. Okay. I did see a tweet from, I don't know if it was Sarah Ellison or someone else, saying Ravens, no Nash. You know,
the national game?
Yeah.
I'm not upset about that at all.
Yeah.
Ed, tell me what you learned today.
Well, I learned a friend of mine got trapped in an Uber by an incel.
Oh, no.
He texted me while you were doing that segment earlier. I'd never heard of involuntary celibacy. But yeah, the guy locked her in, called her a Stacy, which was is the term they use. Mm-hmm. Stacy's for the women, Chad's for the men. Crazy. That I truly did learn today. And also learned to keep your kid off Amazon. Do not let him near your account. An 8-year-old in Kentucky, yeah, he ordered 70,000 Dum Dum lollipops.
Nice.
$4,200 worth of lollipops.
The working man's a sucker.
Could you imagine? His mom, a box gets delivered to the front door, and another, and 22 boxes of lollipops came to the door.
At least they don't go bad. I know what you're giving out for Halloween.
Yeah. Put the boys back on eBay.
Wow.
A couple of national days today. The day is National Crouton Day. I hate croutons.
Can I tell you, my wife wanted to make Caesar salad tonight, made a Caesar dressing, and she said, that's what we're having for dinner. I'm like, okay. Go out into the kitchen, and she's like, oh, I don't think we have croutons. And I said, well, we don't have a salad.
Oh,
we
don't. I hate croutons.
Oh, I love them.
Also National Fruit Cocktail Day. Don't like that either.
I do. All
of
three of them.
You do. I know. Today is also National Apple Pie Day. Other than sweet potato, that's my favorite pie.
We'll just tell your mom we ate it all.
Yeah, I love that. I love apple pie.
The kid had sex with a pie in American Pie.
Oh, guys. Yeah. Couple of birthdays in sports. Former NBA player Chris Washburn turns 60 today. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Barry Zito turns 47. Zito won a Cy Young, didn't he?
Didn't
he win a Cy Young? Well, that Tim Lincecum. I'm just thinking about Tim Lincecum.
No, Zito won one with the A's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Former NBA player Mike Bibby turns 47 also today.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, he looks jacked, dude.
He's yoked. It's ridiculous.
Tyrann Mathieu turns 33 today. And Dennis Rodman and broadcaster Sean McDonough share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Rodman.
Jeremy.
McDonough.
Ed.
I'm a Rodman fan. I'm going Rodman.
Dennis Rodman turns 64. McDonough 63.
You losers.
And finally.
It was Rodman.
No.
Joe. Damn it. And finally.
Is this the cue?
Yeah. It's supposed to be.
This is where cue.
Joe Louis had come out of retirement to fight Rocky Marciano. The man was 76 years old. Joe Louis always lied about his age. He lied about his age all the time. One time Frank Sinatra comes out here and sat down in this chair. And I said, Frank, you hang out with Joe Louis. Just between me and you, how old is Joe Louis? You know what Frank told me? He said, hey, Joe Louis 137 years old. 137 years old.
Well, we know that wasn't true because today, if you were alive, Joe Louis would be 111 years old. Today would have been his birthday. Jeremy Kahn, what you got going on?
Yeah, I did want to say one thing. I don't know if you guys saw this. AMC movies are cutting prices by almost 50% to try to get more people in the theater. Really? You knew this had to be coming.
Ain't nobody going.
The pandemic and everything else.
Your way of finding movies at home.
Yep. I don't know if you guys know this.
Can I stop for a second? Yeah. If they can cut the prices by 50%, then that just pisses me off. Right. That means you've been overcharging me that long.
You know what it reminds me of? Bed Bath & Beyond, when they were open, 20% off certificates, they send you constant. If you could take 20% off every time you send me what you could take 20% off every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was nonsense.
Yep.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was talking to somebody yesterday. They told me if my dog has a fever, you give him mustard. Did you guys know that?
No.
Mustard is great for hot dogs. It's great for hot dogs. You guys heard that? Hot dogs.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, here's one. I was walking down the street this morning. I was hit by a violin, then a clarinet, then a French horn. I think it was an orchestrated attack. I'm currently writing a book about drinking beer. I'm on my fourth draft.
Hot dogs.
In the summertime, my wife likes it when I blow cool air on her. But if I'm being completely honest, I'm not a fan. For all the dads out there that refuse to wear a seatbelt, I've got one question for you. What's holding you back? If AI is short for artificial intelligence, what's short for Canadian intelligence? AI. NASA's launching a satellite to say sorry to all the aliens. They're calling it Apology. A sperm donor, a carpenter, and Julius Caesar walked into a bar. He came, he saw, he conquered. You guys can figure that one out later. My girlfriend told me she was born by cesarean section. I always wondered why she exited my car through the sunroof. I got a few more for you guys. These are good. What did the elephant ask the naked man? How do you breathe out of that damn thing? And, yeah. Lastly, I always keep a full glass of water and an empty one on my nightstand, just in case I wake up not feeling thirsty. That's why I keep, Joe, so I keep the empty one there because I'm not thirsty. In case I'm not.
I can't stand you.
Joe hates the fact that he's the guy that I got to explain the joke to. Yeah, like, I'm not even explaining.
Everybody looks like I'm like I have a problem understanding sarcasm or something.
Never. You could explain sarcasm.
Oh, I did have one more. Hold on. I didn't read this one. Why is giving birth called delivery instead of takeout? It's kind of the same thing that Beavis and Butthead said. Why is it called taking a dump instead of leaving one? Right? That makes more sense.
Not true.
Anyway, there you go.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.